Hey everybody, this is Sean from Robot Spaceship, and in today's episode, I want to talk about some very encouraging statistics I've discovered about podcast advertising. So with that said, I'll see you in the episode. Today's podcast is brought to you by the new Robot Spaceship Studios, offering professional podcast production, design, consulting, and promotional services to help you start your very own podcast. For more information, go to robotspaceship.com/studios.
T-5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Welcome to the Robot Spaceship Podcast, offering business, marketing, social media, and podcasting advice to help you grow your digital business. This podcast is brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe. And now your host, Sean Early. Hey everybody, this is Sean Early, and welcome to this episode of the Robot Spaceship Podcast. It's kind of a short episode today, but I wanted to go over some very interesting statistics I've discovered about podcast advertising based on 2020 results. It's kind of hard to find podcast statistics that are, you know, up to date. A lot of them are a couple years old. So these are kind of encouraging, actually, especially if you're considering either advertising your business on a podcast, or if you have a podcast that you're interested in starting to run advertisement on it. These statistics are based on a report I got from another podcast network, a pretty big one in the States called Westwood One Podcast Network, and they did a fall annual report for 2020. And some pretty encouraging stuff in it. Now, obviously, this is a annual report from a podcast network that's talking about the benefits of podcast advertising. So, you know, I guess you could take some of it with a grain of salt, but for the most part, it all seems pretty factual because I think they have some pretty big numbers that they can crunch. So I'm sure a lot of it is pretty relevant and pretty believable. So first one, which is very good news, is that you know, during the coronavirus pandemic, we were sort of concerned because there was a drop in sort of global ad revenue, ad spend. And so a lot of people were worried because even podcasting, obviously, you know, which is based on ad spend, was down. So a lot of people were under the assumption that just podcasting in general was declining for this year because of the corona situation. And based on this report, they said their listenership hasn't changed at all. In fact, they said it was increasing a little bit. So that's encouraging. People, even though you're not, you know, out driving around in your car listening to podcasts on your phone, you're still at home. People are still listening to podcasts. So podcast listenership is basically been the same this year, and it's weathered through the pandemic, which is good news, especially if you run a podcast. People are still tuning in. The second and probably one of the biggest things we learned in this trend report is that between now and 2017, the largest growing podcast user base has been women between the age of 18 and 34. Primarily, the statistics have always been higher for male listenership, but it seems that a lot more women, especially in the age range of 18 to 34, are starting to tune into podcasts. So I think, you know, especially if you are looking to start a women's podcast, if you are a woman and looking to start a podcast based on women's topics, there's probably a good sign that there's a lot of upward growth in this, you know. Women, get out there, start podcasting. Third interesting thing that I learned is that, I knew this before, but YouTube has been the number one podcast platform out there. So there's a 38% listenership of all podcasts are YouTube. I think it's just because a lot of people like to tune into video too. I personally don't listen to podcasts on YouTube, but a lot of people do just because a lot of people record their podcast with video, and so people like to see who they're talking with. So YouTube has been a 38% listenership. Apple Podcasts has been a 35% listenership. Spotify has been a 33% listenership. Second interesting part about this is that Spotify has been increasing over the past couple years as Apple listenership has maintained the same. So Spotify could, based on the trajectory, there could be more Spotify listeners. Spotify could be in place two by next year, I would say. So it could be that Spotify could be the number two top platform for podcast listenership. I know I listen to most of my podcasts on Spotify, even though it's not the ideal user experience, but I think they'll be working on that. And it could be interesting to see how that plays out. But still, I think, you know, for video and audio, it's obviously to YouTube, but I think Apple and Spotify are almost head-to-head at this point. Apple has a little bit of a lead. Let's see, number four, which is also very interesting for advertising. It says here that 34% of the agencies and brands that they've interviewed already do podcast advertising. They've already been doing it. 37% will be running ads within the next month, and 46% of people are considering running podcast ads in the next 6 months. So those are some pretty big numbers. 34% of all agencies and brands are using podcasts right now. 37% are already going to be running ads within the next 6 months, and 46% of people are thinking about ads in the next 6 months. So 46% of brands and agencies have that on their radar to do ads in the next 6 months. So if you are looking to grow some podcast advertising clients, then brands and agencies who work for brands are good to target for podcast advertising. And one of the reasons is also number five here. These are some pretty big numbers. I mean, I knew they were high, but this is big numbers. So 4 out of 5 listeners have taken action when hearing a podcast advertisement. 4 out of 5 listeners. That means 80% of your listenership is considering, or 80% of your listenership listens to an ad on a podcast and takes action. So it doesn't matter whether they buy something or whether they just go and they check out what you're talking about, but 80% call to action, some sort of action is huge. So I haven't heard that on any other medium at all. So that's pretty incredible in terms of getting results for your ads based on your targeted listenership. And in addition to this, I'd say we get to number six, which is a final point here, is that out of all the people who are interviewed, 50% of the listeners prefer to listen to the podcast host's voice to do the advertisement versus a branded recorded ad. So 50% people are open and willing to accept the podcaster's host, their voice, to do the ad. So that's pretty critical if you run a podcast yourself. Instead of considering just taking some recorded advertisement that an advertiser sends you, consider just doing the advertisement yourself, because there's a lot more trust factor, I guess, with people who listen to you and your voice for promoting products and services. So, you know, it goes back to the credibility factor as well. So, you know, you don't want to be promoting stuff that you don't have any like personal belief or don't support yourself. But, you know, if there are products and services that you personally support and feel good about promoting, then doing the ad yourself is, you know, a lot more beneficial. So those are some basic statistics. Again, this is a short podcast. I'll leave a link to the this report in the show notes. There's a lot of data to dig through, a lot of percentages and things, but it's pretty interesting to read through. And it just kind of goes to show that podcasting is a very effective, very powerful medium for promoting brands and services and promoting products and doing advertising for your brands and products. So if you're looking to advertise, now is a good time to get in. If you're looking to start running podcast ads on your own podcast, now is a great time to start taking people on. And this is some great data that you can share with your potential advertisers to hopefully encourage them to get involved. So with that said, I'm Sean Early. This has been the Robot Spaceship Podcast. And I also want to encourage everybody to don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on all the platforms you're listening to. It doesn't matter whether it's YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whatever you're listening to, please subscribe. Apple Podcasts, definitely, if at all possible, leave us a review. 5 stars would be great, but you know, be honest and let us know what you think about the podcast. All reviews help and push us up and get us out there and get us heard. We're also on social media, so follow us on all the channels, and you know, you can always tune in to our website at robotspaceship.com and check out this podcast along with all the other great podcasts on our network. We have both English and German language podcasts, so if you're German speaking or live in Germany or some of the German speaking countries, then you may find some interesting things there as well. So with that said, I will talk to you soon. Bye. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.